Imagine turning down lucrative job offers to spend a year experimenting with your own productivity habits. That's exactly what Chris Bailey did, tracking everything from caffeine intake to smartphone usage in a quest to discover what truly drives achievement. His surprising conclusion? Productivity isn't about doing more. It's about doing what matters with intention. The most productive people aren't necessarily those working longest hours, but those who align their most important work with their peak attention and energy periods. This counterintuitive approach has since influenced workplace cultures at organizations from Google to the United Nations. True productivity requires balancing three essential ingredients: attention, energy, and time. While time remains fixed at 24 hours daily, our attention and energy fluctuate dramatically throughout the day. Managing just one element isn't enough. All three must work in harmony to create meaningful results without burnout. Productivity has been misunderstood for decades. Most people equate it with constant activity, cramming tasks into every minute, responding instantly to messages, and multitasking across projects. But this approach often leads to exhaustion rather than accomplishment. Between the deliberately slow monk with perfect focus and the frantic trader completing tasks without strategy, true productivity exists in the middle ground where deliberate action meets meaningful accomplishment. Modern knowledge work demands a complete reimagining of productivity. Unlike factory jobs where simple time management sufficed, today's complex work requires balancing time, attention, and energy. Many productivity systems fail because they focus exclusively on time management while ignoring fluctuations in mental focus and physical energy. The most productive people aren't those who squeeze more into each hour. They're those who recognize that some hours are inherently more valuable based on their natural rhythms and capacity for focused work. Why do you want to be more productive? Without a compelling answer, even the best productivity systems eventually fail. When Bailey experimented with becoming an early riser, a habit many productivity gurus recommend, he discovered something crucial. Changing wake-up time without understanding the personal purpose behind it led to frustration. After struggling with pre-dawn wake-ups, he realized his natural rhythm simply didn't align with this particular habit. Productivity improvements must connect to deeper personal values like growth, freedom, or meaningful contribution. When examining my own motivations, I discovered that autonomy, the ability to control my time, motivated me far more than external validation or financial rewards. This insight prevented me from adopting techniques that might have increased output but restricted my sense of freedom. What drives your desire for productivity? Is it creating more family time, accomplishing meaningful work, financial independence? Clarifying this purpose transforms productivity from an abstract goal into a meaningful journey aligned with what matters most to you. Not all tasks create equal value. Roughly 20% of your activities generate 80% of your results. Identifying these high-impact tasks transforms productivity from busy work into meaningful accomplishment. Bailey discovered this through meditation, dedicating 35 hours to it in a single week. This deliberate slowing down revealed that productivity isn't about constant motion, but intentional focus. When forced to work fewer hours, he naturally prioritized the most important tasks. The rule of three provides a framework for implementing this insight. Each morning, identify three meaningful outcomes to accomplish that day, and at the start of each week, three significant goals to achieve by week's end. This constraint forces prioritization and prevents overwhelming task lists that diffuse focus. Our minds naturally think in threes, from three-act stories to survival rules. By limiting our focus to three key outcomes, we align productivity with how our brains naturally work, creating clarity and ensuring our limited time goes to what truly matters. Your mental sharpness fluctuates throughout the day according to your biological prime time, BPT, periods when your energy and focus naturally peak. Understanding these patterns can dramatically increase productivity without working longer hours. To determine your BPT, track your energy levels for at least a week, ideally without caffeine or other stimulants, to get an accurate reading. The results often surprise people who force themselves into schedules that fight against their biology. I discovered my energy peaks between 9 to 11:30 a.m. and 4 to 6 p.m., with a significant afternoon slump around 2 p.m. This knowledge transformed my workday. I schedule creative writing during my morning peak, meetings during my afternoon slump when social interaction boosts my energy, and analytical tasks during my evening surge. This approach shifts from traditional time management by recognizing that different hours have different values based on our biological rhythms. A single hour during your BPT might be worth 3 hours during an energy trough in terms of productivity potential. Everyone procrastinates, even productivity experts. This universal truth offers both comfort, it's not personal failure, and challenge. It requires more than willpower. Procrastination stems from a brain battle between the emotional limbic system, seeking immediate pleasure, and the logical prefrontal cortex, understanding long-term benefits. Bailey identifies 6 triggers that make tasks procrastination prone: boring, frustrating, difficult, unstructured, lacking personal meaning, or lacking intrinsic rewards. By identifying which triggers affect specific tasks, we can transform them. For example, tax preparation hits multiple triggers by being boring, frustrating, and lacking immediate rewards. Counter these by flipping the task. Create a pleasant environment, work at a favorite cafe, add a reward, enjoy a special treat afterward, or build in accountability, work alongside a friend. Another powerful technique involves connecting with your future self. Most people view their future selves almost as strangers, making it easy to procrastinate, since future you will handle the consequences. Exercises that strengthen this connection, like writing a letter to your future self, can significantly reduce postponement of important tasks. Productivity paradoxically improves when we do less. By shrinking, eliminating, or delegating low-impact tasks, we create space for meaningful work and deeper focus. This Zen approach favors simplicity over constant activity. Consider email, a task that expands to fill whatever time we allocate. By limiting email checks to specific times rather than responding to every notification, we reclaim hours of fragmented attention. Bailey's experiment with checking email just 3 times weekly revealed how much productive time is lost to reactive task switching. The most powerful reduction technique is learning to say no. Every commitment carries an opportunity cost, the activities you could have pursued instead. Greg McCone calls this the disciplined pursuit of less, arguing that even good opportunities should be declined if they don't align with your highest priorities. Calculating your hourly worth provides a practical framework. If your time is worth $100 per hour, delegate lower-value tasks when possible. Hiring help for administrative work, using meal delivery, or paying for house cleaning. Eliminating just one low-value activity from your schedule creates space that leads not only to more productivity, but to greater creativity, deeper thinking, and renewed energy for what truly matters. In productivity, less truly can be more.